Track 42, Unit 6, Activity 1. Listen and read. As you read, think about the author's purpose in writing this text.
Maggie's Centres. How architecture is the best medicine. In 1993, designer Maggie Keswick-Jenks found out that she had cancer. Moments after hearing this news, she found herself in a bleak hospital corridor. She looked around her and decided something had to change. Maggie died 2 years later. But before she died, she did something amazing. She wanted people with cancer to be able to spend time in beautiful buildings, not bleak hospital corridors. With her husband and friends, she set up a charity to make this dream come true. The first Maggie's Centre opened in 1996. Today, there are 19 centres, all designed by some of the world's most famous architects. Maggie's close friend, the world-renowned architect Frank Gehry, designed one of the first buildings. He included interesting spaces and a metal roof with angles. In 2006, famous architect Zaha Hadid designed the fifth centre. On the outside, she included a lot of straight lines and angles. The inside, however, is full of soft curves and big spaces. One important focus of every building is a welcoming entrance. Maggie wanted people to feel at home as soon as they came inside. She wanted the building to say, "You can relax here." Many of the people who use the centres agree. It's the architecture and the beauty of the buildings themselves that provide the greatest joy.